The Aleutian and Pribilof Islands are no strangers to strong winds and rough seas, and that's exactly what they can expect tomorrow when a high-powered storm hits the Bering Sea. As KUCB's Lauren Rosenthal reports, communities are gearing up to face the historic front.
There's no doubt that the low-pressure system charging across the Pacific Ocean right now is massive, and if it reaches its full potential...
Yeah, this could be the strongest storm to hit the Bering in possibly decades.
Dave Snyder is a meteorologist with the National Weather Service in Anchorage. He's basing that judgment on barometric pressure, which is expected to drop to record-breaking levels in the Bering Sea starting on Friday. As the pressure drops off, the winds will pick up to hurricane force. And without any land in the way to block them, the gusts will create large waves, up to 50 feet on the open ocean. Anywhere else, that would be unheard of. But in the Bering Sea...
Well, yeah, at this time of the year, it's pretty typical.
Some of the heaviest winds are expected in the western Aleutian Islands, stretching to the central part of the chain, where Adak sits. The former naval base could see gusts of up to 65 miles per hour on Friday and Saturday. Considering how many abandoned houses there are in Adak, city manager Leighton Lockett says his biggest concern is flying debris.
You know, there's a thoroughfare that runs by that housing. We're asking people to stay off that back road. Don't go surfing on the beach tomorrow or the weekend, you know, put the jet skis away.
The way Adak is situated could offer some shelter from the storm. And Lockett says he's already seen several fishing boats come into port and tie up. Crabbers have also been traveling back to Unalaska, where winds are only expected to reach about 50 miles per hour. That's exactly what Coast Guard Captain Joseph Deere was hoping for over the past week, as the agency put out warnings and advisories to the fishing fleet by radio.
We're seeing the fleet move east and south, or just slowing down and stopping to let this storm blow through.
Even large cargo ships are moving closer to shore, which should cut risk. Just in case, Deere says the Coast Guard has sent a helicopter to Unalaska to respond to any disasters. There's another on standby in Cold Bay and a cutter posted in the Bering Sea. While the Coast Guard's main focus is safety on the water, Deere says they may conduct a flyover in the Aleutians and Pribilofs after the storm passes.
We would go to some of the more remote areas and look and see what kind of shore erosion may call out on Channel 16 and... Just go out there and get kind of a firsthand view of what the storm may or may not have done along our coasts.
That's going to be a big concern for the Pribilof community of St. Paul. They'll see heavy winds and high seas of up to 25 feet, which could pound into the local harbor. The facility will probably shut down this weekend, according to Public Safety Director Mike Rover.
With the high waves coming in around the harbor, that we may have some low-lying areas that take a little bit more water than normal.
Rover's telling residents in St. Paul to stock up on supplies, tie down loose objects, and stay inside when the storm hits. But at the same time,
St. Paul is a very hardcore community. It's not the first storm they've weathered through.
And in all likelihood, it won't be the last. In Unalaska, I'm Lauren Rosenthal.